Hi, my name is Ute, and I always thought about myself as a cat person. And for most of my life, I lived with cats, and I was absolutely convinced I would never ever have a dog in my life. Why? Because as a child, I was severely attacked by a big dog and was bitten in the face. And I was convinced this would do me in for life. Well, fast forward many, many, many years later, and one day, a friend of mine asked me to go to an animal shelter with her, and I complied, and we went. And we ended up in the dog section of the shelter. And there were many, many very, very desperate dogs making a lot of noise, barking, trying to get people's attention. And I started sobbing, and I could not stop sobbing. And behind me, there was something that felt really silent. So I was talking to a dog who was in a cage, and then I turned around and I saw this dog that was absolutely silent and gazing at me. He wasn't moving, he wasn't barking, there was nothing except the huge eyes fixating on me. And then I heard myself say, I want to take that dog out into the play yard. And the dog felt massive to me because I only was used to cats up to that point. And then I was outside with him, and later I took him back into his kennel. And when I brought him back, he did not want to go back in. And that's when I sobbed even harder. And I drove home and I thought, oh boy, this dog really needs a home. This was back in the days when pit bulls who were in county shelters really did not have a chance to get out. Yes, he was a pit bull. Did I notice this in the moment of emotion? No, I did not. Anyways, long story short, I visited this dog a whole bunch of time. And every time I came, the people who worked there said, hey, lady, do you want to adopt him? And I said, no, I can't adopt a dog. I'm a cat person. And when I showed up again and then again, they said, you know, his time is running out here. We are running out of space. And you know what that means. And my heart sank. And then I made the very, very difficult decision to not adopt him and to not go back. I had talked to so many people who warned me against adopting a dog, against adopting a stray dog, a grown dog, a pit bull, a stray pit bull, and the list went on and on and on and on. And I couldn't get him out of my mind. I couldn't get him out of my heart. I felt his presence in my house. My clothes were smelling really bad from his stench because he was really, really stinky when he was at the shelter. I didn't even wash my clothes. I kept them and I smelled them because I was so in love with this dog. Well, eventually I took a leap and I did take him home. I was very scared. I had no experience, but I had a lot of support and I had a lot of love in my life. And from one day to the next, my dog, who asked to get a really special name, and the name he received per his own volition is the name Shiva, which is the Hindu god of destruction and resurrection. And when Shiva moved into my house, there were several things that were significant. One is that he was an absolute cat worshiper. The second thing was that he was absolutely terrified. Terrified of going outside, of peeing in grass, terrified of men, of dark t-shirts, of sunglasses, of beards, of baseball hats. The list was endless. And this was a pivotal moment for me because my dog really was afraid of life. My dog was afraid of being in the world. And he was such a gentle soul. So that is how I found out about some alternative healing modalities. And I became a Tellington T-Touch practitioner. This is work that is designed to soothe the nervous system. And I want to say it saved my dog's life, and it really opened my eyes to very keen observation of animals' body language. It was amazing. And during my time with Shiva on Earth, a lot of people told me that I should be an animal communicator because he and I were so attuned to each other. He and I had actually the same eyes. This dog had human eyes. And I was very much convinced that I could never do this. I used to do energy work with people, intuitive work with people. I was convinced it would be very different with animals. And Shiva did not live very long. He got very, very ill, and he died here at home in my house. And it was very, very painful, and it was also very, very, very beautiful. And Shiva's death completely transformed everything for me. His life transformed everything for me, and his death catapulted me into doing the intuitive healing work that I'm doing now, while I'm still employing T-Touch principles in my work as well. And Shiva's death, Shiva's transition, catapulted me into the work that I do with animals at the end of life. I knew back then already I was always interested in the death and dying experience. I knew that there was something there for me, I just didn't know what it was. And my dog showed me the way. My dog showed me the way of how to work with animals that are beyond rehabilitation, as they thought back in the day. He showed me how to work with dying animals, and he is my teacher for eternity. I am so, so grateful that words won't do this justice. And Shiva's soul and mine are connected forever. He is present with me. I feel him. I love him. And he is the greatest teacher I ever met.